You're listening to the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, produced by The Banyan Collective. Find more mind-blowing podcasts at thebanyancollective.com and on iTunes. The Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, adventure for your ears. All right, this is the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, and it's a special presentation, special interview, so no pressure, Shannon, from Naked and Afraid XL.
Woo! Yeah. Oh! Naked and Afraid.
Naked and shout out. Do you guys have your own shout out, like, in Naked and Afraid?
Naked and Afraid!
It is. That's kind of addresses everything. It does.
So Naked and Afraid, the very popular show on Discovery Channel, is running right now. Your season is on right now. That you recorded about 15 months ago, and that show they just showed, right?
Yeah, they showed my episode, yeah. Hangry, was shown about 3 weeks ago.
It's your episode. It is not the Marines episode.
Your co-star. That's your co-star, yeah.
Yeah. I think he was there, but we don't. Okay, so the show is you have to survive naked,
yes,
in the wild, yes, and they drop you off in random places for 21 days.
Correct.
Okay. So you're dealing with being naked.
Yes.
But bugs.
Bugs.
The weather.
Weather.
Shelter, no food.
Shelter, food.
Shitty water. And a partner.
And a partner.
Of the opposite sex.
Of the opposite sex. What was the worst part of it?
The naked part or the afraid part?
I would say the worst, very worst part of it was probably the lack of sleep, to be honest, which nobody saw in that episode. But yes, I went 10 days and nights straight without sleeping.
So why'd they call it hangry? Because I'd be like just
because
straight up
I didn't show
psycho.
How miserable I was. I really, yeah. I just tried not to, I tried to focus on what I needed to do and not focus on the misery part of it.
No, you're in a pretty good mood considering no sleep.
Yeah, I was, I feel like I did all right for no sleep for sure.
So cameras are rolling 24/7 and then you watched the edit.
Uh-huh.
When you watched the edit, were you surprised?
Yeah. I was a little shocked about the edit. The edit was, I mean, it basically showed what happened out there, but it was, I mean, there was definitely differences, and you know, I can't go into too much detail because of, like, you know, non-disclosure kind of things.
Okay. If you take into account 24 hours a day for 21 days, that's a lot of footage to go through.
Okay, how fair was it? Because it showed you guys not getting along. Was that real?
It was definitely fair, and we definitely did not get along at first. I mean, but what you actually saw in it was about 3 days in was when it all started. What the people.
So you didn't. So we didn't see the first 3 days.
You did not see the first 2 days, and that was basically two other shelters that were built out there.
So because you guys fought. You guys got in a fight about building a shelter, and that was actually the third shelter you were building.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So we already had quite a bit of each other. We were already, like, you know, we'd had more than enough of each other already, especially with given all the frustrations out there. And like I said, they didn't show quite how miserable it was, I was surprised. When I saw Naked and Afraid for the first time in my life, I thought, oh my gosh, I could totally do that. Da-da-da-da-da. Like, that is so me. But when I went out and did it, you can't even realize how incredibly insane it really is. Like, it really is, like, the hardest thing I could ever imagine doing. I couldn't imagine voluntarily doing anything more miserable and horrendous.
But
like,
Shannon,
at all.
You volunteered again. you went 21 days wasn't enough. I'm going 40.
Well, the thing about
so you're on the XL episode that's coming up.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, I am on the XL episode. It will be, which will come in 3 weeks.
So it's already been shot. What? So depending on when this is aired, do you know the date that they're releasing
it? April 23rd.
April 23rd. All right. There's a viewing party in Ogden, I guess.
I don't know. Okay. I haven't organized it because I'm going to be away. Actually, I'm going to be away in Trinidad until the 19th. So I will only have like 4 days to plan anything if I am doing anything, but maybe, I don't know, maybe over at Slackwater. I don't know.
Okay, I like it.
Well, something. I know everybody up at the mountain's probably going to come. So.
And by the mountain, she means Powder Mountain. For those of you unfamiliar with the area here.
So, but you, this is the only mountain here.
The only mountain here, mountain, yeah. And James Peak.
We've already planned this. My buddies and I have already planned this. So we're coming to Slackwater. We're gonna watch all the episodes. Either there or at Harley and Bucks if Doug and Jamie want to open for Sunday night. So, but I mean they're not normally open. But it would be an extra thing that they could do if they wanted to.
So how real was the non-getting along between you and your Marine friend that they stuck you with?
You know, we definitely butted heads. I think basically, we both, I knew what needed to be done. He wanted to do it his way. And, you know, we clashed because we were both strong-headed, bullheaded people. So, I mean, by the end of it, it was kind of how it was shown. You know, we definitely, at the end of it, we were getting along. And I would say that, you know, today we're buddies, you know. Like, I consider him my friend. And we, you know, no one saw us singing karaoke and nobody mm-hmm. saw us playing the food game. So
what's
you
the
know.
Food
the
game?
If it had been a little bit longer, we probably would have got at least the karaoke, I hope.
Exactly. Yeah. The food game is just like, it's like how you get through the long, long nights of boredom. And yeah. we'd be just basically going through the alphabet, saying our favorite food that started with an A, that started with a B, that started with a C.
That's 10 days of no sleep.
Well, you did say the hardest part of it is the boredom, really. I mean, well, no, I asked you before, was the lack of sleep.
Lack of sleep. Boredom is hard towards the end. Not boredom, just like the counting down of like wanting to be out of there so bad, wanting to be over with for like so bad, and wanting some cheesecake and wanting some burgers.
Was that what you craved when you were out there? Cheesecake?
I made up all these like really awesome recipes that I had the most amazing Thanksgiving that like my first after the 21 day I made up a recipe for a pineapple upside down cheesecake and I made it and it was so freaking good and like
you really made it when you came back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had like Thanksgiving like crazy Thanksgiving. It was awesome.
Yeah. How long does it take? Because the show said you lost 17 pounds.
Uh-huh.
You put it back on pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Then some, I'm sure. Like, actually when I, like, yeah, the 17 pounds, and then I'm sure there, I don't have a scale, but I'm sure there was probably a few extra added on to there. Fortunately for snowboarding every day, it, you know.
But you, parasite-free, like, you're good.
Yeah, I came back feeling really, really good. I mean, I didn't actually go get tested or checked out or anything.
I was just going to ask if there's any sort of health follow-up. There's this extensive physical beforehand.
I guess I could have, but I just like felt really good, so I didn't bother. And
you spread some sort of zombie virus that you just brought back to Ogden. Thank you.
sorry, guys.
your partner drank water unboiled and that has tapped people out before because they get absolutely sick, but you refused. How thirsty were you before you finally got that water?
Yeah, one thing that you didn't see was that we were actually trying to use like the sun rays to purify the water and we would put it, we had a pot that was our third item. And we would put the water in the pot and just set, there was like the second day was sunny. The second day we put the pot out and we would kind of just like sip on the surface of our little pot. So I made him do it first, obviously. Obviously. And then I waited a couple hours and I'm like, oh, he seems all right. So I guess I could try.
Sip on the surface of pot.
But you know, the water was, that muddy stream they showed, that wasn't what we were drinking out of. It was the crab stream. Like if you saw where I got the crabs at, that's the water we would drink.
Didn't look much better.
It was pretty, well, it was different. It depended on how, when it was raining and the runoff. Sometimes it was pretty clear. Sometimes it was really muddy.
What's your family think of it, this whole experience? What do your kids think? What do your parents think?
My kids are, I don't know, they're all cool with it. They think I'm, you know, they think I'm pretty cool.
They already thought you were cool, so you're more cool? Or?
I don't know. My teenager doesn't think I'm cool, but my 8-year-old thinks I'm pretty cool. And I don't know. I think everybody just, yeah, I think they all think I'm cool, basically. I don't know. Just, I mean, they're stoked about it.
Was anybody nervous for you?
Yeah, I think my kids were maybe a little bit nervous. You know, I mean, it's definitely unknown. I was a little nervous before I went in. I was nervous out there, but I guess the only time I haven't been nervous is afterwards, where I'm like, yes, I'm not nervous anymore. So yeah.
So going back, so you did the XL, and the XL is not 21 days; it's 40 days.
Yes.
And you're supposed to be out there for 40 days. We don't know what happened. This right. has not been aired.
Exactly.
But you're alive, so that's good.
Yeah.
What did you learn from the first one that you definitely applied going into the 40 days?
In the 40 day, I wanted, I can't even say, let me think.
We might have to do a little follow up after this airs. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's what happened in the 40s. Yeah. Hold now.
Yeah, we'll do a follow. I can't say.
I just wasn't predicting that at all.
it's hard to say like the things that I learned. I mean, there's many things. It's like, in the 40 day, you start out with more people. So I knew that starting out that we were going to have more items.
Because you brought a rope. So you're allowed one item. You brought a rope and he brought a machete?
A rope and a machete. Yeah. And then we got our third day. Item was a pot on the 21 day.
Okay. So the pot's great because you can boil your water. And that
right.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. If you're in an area without like anything like bamboo or anything like that, it's something good to have.
Were you able to use the rope for much?
Yeah. The rope was like, it was like we put up, like I said, before you even saw our... before the episode even started, we'd already built three shelters. So the quick shelter building was definitely key for when we first went out there. We had about 3 hours until like nightfall. Like they dick around so much beforehand. Like, okay. I'm not even joking. It was about 3 o'clock. It sunsets at 6.
Can we talk shit on Discovery Channel production crew now?
It's not Discovery Channel.
Oh, okay.
Not Discovery Channel.
That's right. They hired out.
They
forgot.
Hired it out. Yeah.
Renegade. It's I said it. Is that bad?
I love Renegade. I love everybody out there. No, they're really good people. It really depends on because they subcontract everything too. They're all contractors.
Oh, okay. But so they drop you off and you only have 3 hours before dark to kind of get your shit together.
I mean, it depends on your production team. But yeah, in our case, like, I just remember standing out there going, man, what the heck? The sun, what the hell? Mm. You know, and then it's like, I know I'm well aware that in the tropics, the sun sets, rises at 6 and sets at 6. So I knew like 6 o'clock, man, like, we got to go here. So, I mean, that was like a lot of it too with me was like, the dicking around, and I'm like, we gotta go. We got a lot of stuff to do, but yeah, on the first day, like I said, about three, we ate our lunch before we went in, which was amazing.
Really,
oxtail stew was so freaking good. I was in Trinidad. I was in the Caribbean. Like, it's like the most amazing food on the planet. I'm not even joking, but I remember eating that. It was lunchtime, probably like noon, 1 o'clock. And I remember just sitting there afterwards going, like, I had already done my like insertion part and like I was waiting on my part. I'm like, what the hell is he doing over there?
Man? It takes that long to get naked.
I don't know, man. It was like we both started out at the same time, I imagine. But yeah, it took forever for him to get over to like where we met. And then, like I said, we had like about 3 hours. So we were just like trying to get off the ground. I mean, you saw the ants out there. It wasn't, and they weren't red ants. They were like bullet ants. They were freaking bullet ants.
Yeah.
They were big old suckers. They're probably about, I would say about that big. And they freaking, when they bit.
Worst place you were bit.
It was always on your ankles or, you know, top of your feet or wherever. Yeah. But I was probably bit about 30 times out there. And it was just like shocking. I mean, it got better after a while. Like, it didn't hurt as much, but man, they were awful. They were like, probably like, I would imagine if you got bit by like three hornets, they showed the
bites, and the bites look, I mean, look like they're all over. Like, there's no place left on your body to bite. Was that the answer, or was that the nighttime stuff?
That was like the nighttime bugs. Like I assumed it was chiggers, like a black fly, like the sand fly, like something like a no-see-um.
Okay.
But then they said something about like spider mites, and I was like, well, I don't know, maybe they were spider mites, because they were like, there were all these creepy crawly things. Like I remember building the platform, the shelter, and just like these things crawling up that they were like, I like didn't know what they were, and maybe they were biting me all night. I don't know.
Yeah. John, that sounds fun, right?
Yeah. You know, let me ask, because Louis C.K. in his, you know, born, distaste of everything, right? He's been known to make fun of these survival shows before by saying, yeah, you know, at some point these guys can just tap out and ask the film crew for a Sprite. So with that being, how authentic was or legit was the, you know, the danger in the situation?
The danger was insane. I will tell you that right now. I was out there, and one night we decided, my partner and I decided that we were going to check to see if like the medics were gonna, you know, just a test.
Yeah.
We tested, we like took the walkie talkie and we're like, hey guys, hey, we got an emergency here, da 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 da. Nothing. Their freaking walkie talkies weren't even out. We had to whistle for them. They came right away at the whistle. We had a whistle there, but it's real. You know, our medics were camped about 1,000 yards away, meters away. And I didn't even know where they were camped because you pay no attention to that when you're like too busy. You're focused on what you need to do. I didn't know exactly where they were at. I couldn't just go over there and, you know, whatever. But like, I mean, it's like, it is as like the realest shit. It's not even just real. It's like, you're contending not only with the elements, your partner, and like the realest shit you can imagine, but you're contending also with like your production team saying, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. You know what I mean? And you're like, wait, this is my survival situation. Like, no, but you have to stay within this amount. Like, you can't just go wherever and blah, 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 blah. So you like, you know, you're contending.
There's a
with
third element than, there that's not shown.
Exactly.
Or fourth or fifth element there. And that's the production.
Yeah.
Company giving you some certain rules.
Well, you couldn't go beyond what like the medics, you know, you had to be within a certain range so that your walkie-talkies would work and stuff like that.
Right.
Just the safety measures.
Right.
But we're not like, we weren't given any guidance on any of this stuff going in. Nothing. Like no guidance. Like we went in there blind, completely. So yeah, it's like the most crazy real situation you can ever imagine.
Is there a lot of signatures beforehand?
Oh heck yeah, there's so much. Like I actually was like, you know, I was doing my taxes today, and I had all my files out and stuff, and I had like thick, like it's like the contracts that I've signed. This, like, you can see this is about an inch and a half thick.
That no,
of,
no,
like no. Sheets of paperwork that I've gone through and signed. Me for both of them, for both, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's like 3/4 of an
death,
inch thick.
Dismemberment.
Oh yeah. No. The death part. That was like the freakiest thing for like when I was doing the 21 day was like all the in case of death, we were not held responsible. In case of death. I swear it was on 3 papers that I had to sign that like said that in case of death.
They gotta cover some ass. I mean that's
They actually cover it with a blur.
Yes, exactly.
That's what they do.
There's the blur guy. Sorry about that.
Yeah, the blur guy.
This is set up to the blur guy. Yeah. Well, then let's talk about the blur just for a minute. Like, just for a minute, because we were talking about it a little bit earlier as far as just the naked part of Naked and Afraid. So coming into the experience, any problems being naked? I mean, how did that play into it other than the fact you got more skin to show? The bugs and what have you, you know?
It's funny because I definitely, I'm getting a lot of like people that are nudists, like Instagram messaging me a lot because they think because I was so like, whatever with the whole nudity thing, like I was like that I'm like a nudist or something. But the thing is like, I was just like, I went in and that was like the least of my concerns. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, it was absolute on the, like in the total back of my mind was like getting naked. I'm not like, I don't care about nudity. Like it doesn't bother me. So I mean, like it's just, yeah, that was the least, I mean, I was obviously at the forefront of my concerns in terms of like the fact that the fact that you're so exposed to the bugs. And that's the thing that, like, you know, it's so much, like, it's the little things out there that will take you down.
Yeah, and I think, and they give you this burlap bag, right, to hold whatever in. And mostly,
I've only seen a few episodes. We were talking about this. The burlap bag is to cover penis. And I think for the most part,
but I saw
all the episodes I've seen, it seems like it's always right around that.
The genital area. But I saw you were, like, cuddling with it at night, trying to keep it. All right, big spoon, little spoon. Everyone wants to know, like, how does that work? And you mentioned over at Slackwater, there's no time for thinking of anything but survival out there.
No, there's no, like, I can't imagine even being, like, the least bit, like, sexually charged out there. Like, it was, yeah. It's like, so you're just so focused on survival. Like, it's just like nothing matters but shelter. Nothing matters but fire. Nothing matters but water. Nothing matters but food. Because, man, you need these things. Your necessities so far outweigh any desire you can't even muster up a desire. There's no dreaming about it. I guarantee my partner didn't ever get pop any wood out there at all. You know what I mean? Like,
well, clearly he didn't even cut wood.
Like, but you can, like, thing is like, it's like you, I get very, I'm very good at diverting the gaze as well. Like, I don't, like, I see beyond, I don't see things. You know what I mean? I see, like, you know, like, I don't, you don't, you just, like, don't focus on that anyway. It's just like this, it's like this, overlook it. It's like, I don't know.
So Todd cracked a joke there, but actually it was pretty leading. How much work did your partner do out there?
Or at least that we see.
Yeah.
You know, I
maybe there was more strategy to it. Maybe that was the strategy.
He admitted that.
He said, I'm not working anymore. I'm sleeping. And then he saw his ass up on a rock sleeping. And that was the shot that they showed, because he's taken the day off.
A few different rocks, I think. I think he was working most of the rocks. Yeah,
he was a Marine.
I wanted to thrive out there. I really did. And I mean, I think, like, you know, some people go out there and they're like, well, like, you know, you need shelter. You need in three, you know, 3 days you need water, and 3 weeks you need food. You know what I mean? So it's like this whole idea of, like, I can get through a very minimally with if I don't exert like a lot of energy. But if you're depending upon somebody to gather all the firewood and do everything
for instance,
then
if something like that were to happen,
you know, I mean,
say,
it's like, you know, it's kind of a bum deal for the other person, I suppose. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I, like, there was definitely points out there where I was just like, I wish I was alone, because it doesn't even matter, you mm-hmm. know? It doesn't matter.
And that went, case. He had that opinion too. He wanted to be alone.
It would have been interesting, that. I mean, I'm obviously, he probably would have stepped up if he was alone. He definitely didn't want to step up with me in the picture for a while.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, I mean, there's a lot you didn't, you know, that wasn't shown in there. And
Of course.
So, you know, I mean, it was a lot of frustration and the misery that, you know, happens when you're in these survival situations. But, I mean, he shut down. I didn't, there was, you know, I wasn't going to shut down. I just wanted to stay focused.
So you went.
I would have tick lists. Like, you know, like a checklist, but in my head.
Oh, tick list. Okay.
Yeah, like a checklist in my head of what I was going to do every day. So every day at 6 o'clock.
No, you were a worker bee.
Yeah, every day at 6 o'clock, I'd get out of the shelter. You don't want to get out at night, because there's like snakes and stuff out there. I saw one, just a small one, but, you know, I knew they were out there. And, you know, so I'd get up at 6 and just go through my tick list all day long. And I would have to come back to tend the fire every couple hours, because I didn't have that trust that
he wouldn't
it would
put a log on the fire.
You know, yeah.
In the middle
just
of the
wasn't
day.
Part of his strategy.
It's not Australian.
I just didn't. I didn't trust that he would do it. And when, like, there were times when I came back that just it did break my trust that because it didn't get done. So I, yeah, I mean, it just.
Shannon, do you want to see you're live here on your page? It looks like there's some comments. You might have some questions or whatever. You can check those and see if someone has some comments on there.
I can only imagine just how close, you know, death is to one of these, you know.
At some point. Yeah. I mean, you never know if you're going to be the first one out there to, like, be the one.
So when you watch the other shows and you see people tap out, do you think they weren't tough enough in their mind?
Yeah. It's all mental. It's seriously, all mental yeah. out there. And like the...
Because like, you don't have an extensive survival background.
No, I've definitely have an adventurous background, and I definitely have strength in my background and mental strength. Gotten through a lot in my life. But mental is like 85% mental. That's why mm-hmm. I say 85% mental, 10% skills, 5% luck.
For sure, because there are some episodes where bad, like, I think there was one lady, like the fire tipped over and burned her back.
Yeah, Stacey.
You're just done, right? Yeah. So there's some luck involved. If you get drink water, you get sick.
Yeah.
Game over.
I mean, obviously, you know, you don't want to go in there drinking crappy water, and you don't want to, you know, you want to take care of the things that are, you know, are going to harm you. You know what I mean? You want to be very aware of your surroundings and your situation. So
living in Ogden, what do you do here, or what did you do leading up to the show to help kind of prepare for it?
It's funny because I did not even prepare for it.
Nothing. Just day-to-day Ogden life.
All I did was try to finish.
That is the Visit Ogden's tag phrase. Is the day-to-day will prepare you.
The day-to-day in Ogden, just living here, is preparation enough.
I walked Historic 25th Street a couple times a day. I'm good to go.
Naked and afraid in Ogden. Just day-to-day living, man.
No, honestly, my job is such a hard, I have such a physically demanding.
What do you do?
Actually? I'm a stonemason contractor.
Have to describe to Brandon. Yeah. I know what you do.
I lay stone. I build fireplaces. Okay. I build walls.
I could use
patios.
You in my backyard. I'm pretty
yes,
sure.
Yes, you probably
yeah.
could use okay. me in your backyard. but yeah, I do all kinds of like, and I honestly lift. Like some days, somewhere between like 1 ton to 3 tons of stone a day, just up, down, over, round, wheel this, that, up, you know. I'm just constantly
that's
moving
physically
stones
tough.
Around. Physically strong.
So what made
and
you mentally strong?
It's mental strength too, just to get through the day doing that. You know, get up in the next morning and go again and do it. That's strength right there. Just that whole physical, the demand that takes to just do it from day to day is just insane.
And I imagine you work with a lot of guys
who
think
work
they're tough.
With a lot of, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, people who do work construction are very strong people. Yeah. And I would.
But Marine Boy thought he was tough. But he just laid on rocks.
Again, strategy.
I notice I like to call him Marine Boy.
Strategy.
Strategy. Marine Boy had a good strategy. He said, let the girl do it all. I'm fine. Yeah. But
what kind of strategy did you have coming into it? I'm like, what sort of game plan? Or did you have a game plan?
Oh, my game plan was one, to get through it. Was two, not to cry. And three, to make somebody laugh every day.
I love the laugh part, but I'm confused about the cry part, because the cry part could help you maybe get through some tough times. Why?
No, I feel like if you're crying, you're feeling sorry for yourself. So maybe. If you're not feeling sorry for yourself, then you've got more room to focus. So you've got more time to focus and less dwelling. Like, you know, you feel sorry that you've missed your family, you know. And all I would say was like, I'm going to see my family in 3 weeks, you know. And they're going to be so much happier to see me.
Oh, some of them break down about their family out there.
Oh, yeah. And that's why my partner broke down. It was all about that, like, guaranteed. Like, it was, you know, and that's why I hate to say anything bad about it. Because I know that was his biggest thing, you know. And
now,
like,
did you do some consoling out there?
No, I'm not. Definitely not a therapist. I am not that person that will be like... You know, Timmy, you know, this is like, it's like, I felt like my, just like this, like very, very straight focus was my strategy.
I felt that they captured that on the show. I think that, I certainly don't think you came off bitchy by any means. If you've heard that, I don't really see that. Did you see that a little
bit? Yeah, just the way they edited it. But I think it was so much contrast with the fella that I just thought maybe it's because he's not doing anything. And so she's pulling all the cards to try to get him to do something than just sit there. But, but you don't know really what's actually happening because it's an hour show. Based off a 24-hour video from 21 days long. And one of the statements that stood out to me, they called the show Hangry. So if you're looking for the episode, it's Hangry.
But did they name all the episodes?
Yeah, they're all named. Okay. But one I thought might be a thesis for me was when you said, don't start without me. And he did. I thought that's kind of the whole thing that's going on here. He just does his own thing. It's not really a partnership.
Yeah, yeah. I think, what was I going to say? I was going to say, like, the, I'm totally brain farting here over, oops.
Yeah. More beer. It's more beer. And it's back. And you were saying about don't start without me.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Okay, that's all right.
Let's move on.
I think the sense of humor is key. And I think that that's exactly how, at least out of those three. I think it's good advice, period. I think
my whole aim was like to make either the cameraman laugh or the producer laugh, like when they do the interviews, or it's like the more positive you look at life in general, and the more positive things come out of it.
What's your advice for someone who wants to go on the show?
Definitely go on the show if you want to, because it is the most amazing opportunity I've ever had in my life, because you can't duplicate this. You can't duplicate it in life. You can't say, well, I'm just going to hire like 4 medics to hang out with me for 3 weeks and hire a bunch of people to document all my stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then plus get permission from the country that you're gonna be naked. Yeah. But you can't duplicate it. So it's like, if you want to do it, because it's like what you feel like, I mean, I guess win or lose or anything is that you've gone out there and you've gone and done something that a lot of people have not done. But like the whole feeling of coming back here and being able to fully appreciate like everything, every piece of your life that you never appreciated before, like flipping on the light switch and sleeping with your blanket in your bed and turning on the faucet and turning on the thermostat and just everything, every little tiny like thing, the misery that's out there surviving with nothing is just such a contrast with the comforts that we have here in life.
Again, we're talking with Shannon Coppa, Naked and Afraid. 2 episodes, the regular 21 day, which
there's going to actually be 8 episodes coming of the XL. So, and on
you're not
April
in
23rd,
eight.
There's 8 episodes of XL
coming.
Oh,
that's right, that you're in. Right.
Well,
so, two shows.
You don't know if I'm in all of the 8, okay. But the 8 episodes are coming for the XL.
Okay, and then the XL starts soon. So can you give us a tease, anything to look forward to watch XL?
The XL is in the Amazon. Okay. And it is the most stunningly beautiful place with so much insane diversity, the beauty, like the camera, the film, oh, it's going to be just magnificent. Like I can't even tell you how gorgeous it's going to be to watch this. I'm excited myself just to see like how beautiful, see the way the pictures are going to come out and the way the film is going to come out. It's just going to be beautiful.
Now you're taking this experience of being call it a reality star. You want to turn this into your next move here, which is your next career move, and you're setting up shop.
Qualified to be president now, actually.
I think so.
Shannon,
that's
for
true. Shannon for president. Yeah,
president of Ogden.
We'll start there. Start there. But you're starting a new, so we can, like, if we want to learn survival stuff, we can actually sign up through something that you're starting, a business that you're starting.
Yes, you
Sweet.
Can. I'm actually heading to Trinidad on Wednesday again. So I'm going to set up shop.
And you don't have to be naked, by the way. This is
I mean, unless you really want to. But yeah, I'm going to head over to Trinidad, and I'm setting everything up for my new business, Surf and Survival. And we're going to take people out on all-inclusive excursions into the jungle, where I will teach survival techniques, and we will go surfing for fun and do things like snorkeling, lionfish hunting, spearfishing, you know, whatever you can imagine that you could do on a beautiful island in the Caribbean.
Surf and survival.
Surf and
so
survival.
This is pretty new. Do you have a website? Can people, or if they're interested, sign up already?
The website is not up yet. Okay. It will be launching soon. When I get back, I just have to get all my cards in order for first, and then have everything. It's almost ready to go, but I just didn't want to launch it until I had as much following as I could possibly
get. So in the meantime, you can follow Shannon on Facebook.
Yes, follow me on Facebook. Follow my fan page is Shannon Tarzana Culpa.
Where'd the Tarzana come from?
Lady King of the Jungle.
Oh, there it is right there. All right, John's very comfortable getting naked. John, are you ready to do 21 days naked and afraid?
Well, that's my question is, if a guy were to go into it, would you have him shave or not shave? Like shave the legs or let him be bushy hairy?
Well, did you see her episode?
You didn't see my
I haven't seen
it. She
has
a famous line in her episode, Shannon. What's the line?
Well. I said... I hope he's not distracted by my giant Amazon bush.
I don't
and
get
that
it.
Pretty much. Said
oddly enough, your second stint was in the Amazon, so Naked and Afraid XL.
Which is good because John's already halfway there.
Yeah, yeah. So as a guy, and that guy didn't have a lot of hair. Right? Did he?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah, I look. Yeah, I notice these things.
He's Caucasian.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Like blonde. I don't know.
No, I don't.
Blonde.
They blur out like half the body on that. The blur guy, they're fully blurred. So you don't know how much hair is going
on. There's a lot of blurring.
Yeah, much anywhere. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so
I don't think either of us really had shaved beforehand. Actually, you know, I mean, when they first mentioned that I, you know, like they asked me like probably like 6-7 months before 7 or 8 months before we went out to the Amazon, they asked me, they're like, "Hey Shannon, if we did an XL3, would you be interested in that?" I was like, I'm not shaving again. I am not
for
shaving.
3 months.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I was like preparing. I was preparing for the ultimate of protection out there.
So don't shave.
Don't shave.
Do not
shave. So what was the last meal before going in and the first meal?
Last meal was the oxtail stew, which was amazing. The first meal coming out, well, I was hangry, so of course I had a Snickers.
No, you did not. Are you serious?
Chocolate cheese and fruit. Chocolate cheese, fruit. I wanted sardines, but I got tuna. So weird. The cravings you get out there are just weird. They said snack foods. If they would have said, "What do you want, Shannon?" I would have been like, "I want a ribeye. I want cheesecake." Mm-hmm. But I had to have like snack food, picnic stuff.
Yeah. Well, shit. I'm sold. I'm never doing it, but I'm pretty jealous you've had the opportunity. So.
It's amazing what food tastes like when you get out of the jungle.
I bet.
Sure.
Yeah. Was that, I mean, you mentioned the comforts of home, which is pretty cool. And sometimes you get that on just an extended backpacking trip. You come back home and if you have a modest house, you're like, shit, I got running water. You know, I got electric, I got a TV. This thing is huge. And it's like the TV you've always had or whatnot. But the things when you come back are just a little nicer after being off the grid for a little while. Yeah. So,
that sort of ties into a question that I have. I've been fortunate to have some adventures in my life, right? And so for me, the hardest part has been the integration post adventure, to keep that high, to not return to the old version of me, because so much, you know, evolution happens while you're gone. And so It seems to me that your adventure company will kind of help that. Maybe yeah. that's sort of what's spurring that. But as far as when you got back from your first adventure, were you able to sort of keep that high? Was there some return to the old after some time? But that's like a genuine thing for me when I come back from something, particularly over a period of time, is integrating it into the new life.
I'm super lucky in that I got back at Thanksgiving and we have had the most kick-ass snow year that we've had in years.
It's been a ridiculous snow
so year. So I pretty much kept on that high all winter, to be honest. I mean, it's definitely, it's not that high of getting out, but it's like, it's still pretty steady up there. And that's just like, you know, being by my friends and family. Now is the time where I'm like, you know what I mean? It's like spring, summer. I have nothing great to look forward to. But like you said, now that I've got the Surf and Survival, I'm making something happen and keeping the momentum, I suppose, and keeping it all going and keeping the dream alive.
Keeping the dream alive.
Well, we certainly wish you all the best. Yeah. I can't wait to see the next. I'll be watching every episode. In fact, we gotta do some sort of kickoff party. I don't want to be part of that.
Follow Shannon on her Facebook page, Shannon Tarzana.
It's always Shannon Tarzana Culpa, mm-hmm. Instagram, Facebook, everything. You can Sweet. Find me there.
And she's kind of, she's learning this social, so give her a follow.
Yeah. I'm still at about the 6 or 7 year old level, but I'm gradually going to try to get
it's
up to
start,
like the 11 year old level.
It, so that's good.
Yeah.
13 year old level is probably where I want to be eventually.
Dude, those guys kick ass. So the 13 year olds know what they're doing on social media. Shannon, anything we missed? Any good insights of Naked and Afraid?
Yeah, it's pretty thorough. This is definitely a very thorough Sweet. And fun interview.
All right, cool.
This.
You might have a few more comments. Go ahead and respond to that. Thanks for spending some time with us on the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. Sweet. Nice job, Shannon. Thank you. Yeah.